In re White, Stella Havkin, counsel for appellant Devon Jermel White.
Morning.
Well, you're last.
I know.
But look on the bright side. You don't have to reserve any time.
Yes, that's true. I actually notified Judge Saltzman that I might be late. They're per pers here.
Okay.
I have a 1 o'clock with Judge Saltzman, but I'll be fine.
All right, go ahead and make your appearance.
Stella Havkin on behalf of appellant.
Okay.
I've never been by myself.
Well,
that's kind of different. This is a interesting issue. I've never had to address it before. And I appear in front of Judge Basin every Tuesday. So this is pretty much of an unusual set of circumstances. As you've read, there are two grounds for the appeal. One is what we assert is a lack of due process because the order was issued under the wrong code section.
Can I give you a little feedback and maybe speed things up a bit?
Sure.
I think you're going to profitably spend your time on the second issue.
Yes.
Which is, what was the source of the authority to basically dismiss a 7?
Correct.
And go ahead and give us your best thoughts about that, if you would. I think that's going to be very helpful.
Absolutely. The code provides very few sections under which provisions under what you can dismiss for. They're technical.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them. One of them is basically, you know, you don't show up, you don't provide documents, mm-hmm. and whatever. We don't have any of that. We had 17 days in the Chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
I provided documents to the trustee. Nothing's happened. So it cannot be anything that happened in the Chapter 7, and the code provides says under this chapter. Mm-hmm. 707 says under this chapter. It doesn't say anything about Chapter 11, Chapter 13, or anything of the sort. It says under this chapter. So what happened in this chapter? Nothing. Nothing happened in this chapter.
The case was converted. Can I sort of rephrase it and play it back and see if we're on the same page?
Yeah.
That there was an 11. Judge Basin expressed his concerns about what he believed to be deficiencies. He, in dismissing the 7, he seemed to focus, I think you're right, really on what he had seen as the prior conduct that in his view was less than candid. But what I think you're telling me in the last point is that the reasons to dismiss a 7 are all forward-looking, right? The obligations for a Chapter 7 debtor are forward-looking.
Correct.
Right? I mean, you do these things so people know what your financial condition is and what your assets and liabilities are so the trustee can manage them,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's certainly law in the Ninth Circuit, and not every circuit goes this way, that it's very hard to dismiss a 7 for bad faith based on alleged pre-7 conduct. So that's where I'm beginning the thought process. So go ahead and...
I agree with you 100%. There is no requirement of good faith in a Chapter 7.
Yeah.
There is, if you act badly in a Chapter 7, there are remedies.
Yeah.
You can file a 727-82-456,
sure.
whatever.
Yeah.
Then you can file, a creditor can file a 523.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we see the debtors trying to get out of a Chapter 7 that, mm-hmm. you know, that they erroneously filed. Or the USD can file a 707B, but a 707A is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Basin relied on saying that it's delay to creditors. We were there 3 months. 3 months. Motions to avoid liens were filed. There was equity created for the estate. There was a car that could have been sold. There was reasons to convert to Chapter 7. This debtor, while I disagree with Judge Basin, and I think he got the wrong end on this debtor, he wasn't hiding it. Yes, he was unemployed at the time we filed. He got a job within a month, a good-paying job. He couldn't provide all the disclosures that he could, but we had a buyer backed out. No buyer, you know, can't provide him, the judge, with what disclosures he wants for a Chapter 11. He said, you know what, call it a day. Go to Chapter 7. Let's get the trust. We'll buy back equity from the trustee in the car and see what we can do. Then we get a dismissal on the grounds that you weren't fully forthcoming with your commissions or whatever. I don't know what else we could have done because the guy was on the job for 2 weeks. What can we do? And so it said, okay, and every debt, a debtor in this kind of debtor is entitled to discharge $4 million worth of business debt. There is no evidence in the record that the debtor did not hid cash, hid jewelry.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we...
There's nothing anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let me suggest that there is no record along those lines. So I don't want to argue about that, neither do you, I don't think. I think what we're really interested in is just keeping it out. What would the source of authority have been, if any, to dismiss the seven? And it sounds... I mean, where I think we're going with this is the Ninth Circuit tells us good faith's not really an issue. Ray filing a seven. There are other remedies. I mean, and they also include make a referral if things are really bad, right? I mean, there are bankruptcy crimes that can be pursued. And to the extent what Judge Basin might have had in mind was something Marama-like, my suspicion is that wouldn't play as well when you're going from the wholly unrestricted 11 venue to the fairly restricted 7. I don't know that it fits. If you want to address any of that, feel free.
I think, in fact, it is a... The Chapter 7 is a much better ground if you suspect a debtor doing something funny.
Yeah.
You've got a Chapter 7 trustee
mm-hmm.
Who is supervised by the UST.
You've
got everybody looking at it going, provide me with everything under the sun,
mm-hmm.
and the trustee can then determine if there have been fraudulent transfers, preferences, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing of the sort. In fact, we're going to a restricted... And the reality is no creditor appeared and said, you know, oh, this debtor is delaying thing. There was no relief from stay. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for 3 months. That's it.
It is possible
mm-hmm.
that he could have dismissed for unreasonable delay after the case was converted if there was evidence to suggest that the debtor was purposely somehow not cooperating with
Correct.
The trustee. That's not what this was based on, though.
Yeah.
It was based on all of the activities that occurred in the 11 that he didn't believe were fair or reasonable on behalf of the debtor, and that's what he brought as the basis for the dismissal of
Correct.
The Chapter 7.
Correct.
And what Judge Lafferty said is the Ninth Circuit says you can't look back.
Right.
You have to do something looking forward. And
in the 7.
That happens after the conversion.
Correct.
And there are remedies in 7 for those kinds of things.
Correct.
So you just think it was premature and
no.
It should be reinstated.
And in the meantime, I think both his prohibition order, it's lapsed, right? It ran March 12th.
Right.
But I think we issued a stay here, right?
He issued a stay as well,
but
which I was pretty shocked about.
To let us get to hear first,
right.
Correct?
Right.
So there's a stay. There's been
there
a stay.
There is a stay in
okay.
place.
Okay.
There's a stay in place,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
And the debtor's house is not being foreclosed upon and child support is being paid. So,
okay.
So far, so good.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to
All
add.
Right. So you want us to reverse the dismissal?
Yes, I do, okay. Because I don't need another attempt to do this again.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Good luck okay. with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank
okay.
you. I'll make it. Yeah, I've got plenty of time.
To blame us, I'm sure Judge Salzman
I'll
would.
I'll blame the pro pers about the...
That's okay.
The form of the discharge order.
Okay. Thank you.
All rise. The session...
Now adjourned. Thank you.
All rise. The session is now adjourned.